the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And yeah, I know it's been a roller coaster ride of a college basketball season already, based on some of the comments of Coach K over the last 48 hours. They're going to press the pause button because of COVID, and not because, Lundy, that they got boat raced in two games by two Big Ten teams on their home floor the first time in the Coach K era. He's lost a pair of non-conference games inside Cameron Indoor. And one of those was at an all-time blowout high. The 16 points tied the record for biggest loss in a non-conference game by Duke. Now, it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with COVID. But we still have college basketball to be played. So let me digress. Because tonight we actually have a pretty delightful slate on Bray. And I'm going to work in a couple of quick picks for you. Number one, I'm going to take the Marquette Golden Eagles plus 4.5 at UCLA. These two teams are mirror images of one another statistically. UCLA, 1.10 points per possession they scored on offense. Marquette, 1.08 in that category. Both teams shooting at exactly the same percentage, 37.8% from distance. I think this team, and really Marquette's advantage here, what's going to come down to is turnovers, which has been problematic for Marquette this season, and the free throw game, where really Marquette makes its money at the charity stripe. I think this is going to be hotly contested. It's going to be tight. It's going to be a coin flip of who's going to win. But give me Marquette and the points. And then I think this is going to be an auto bet pretty much all year. Just take the over in the Iowa game. all they do, it's like Gonzaga overs, right? All they do is run up and down the floor at an exhausting pace. They're number 30 in tempo in the country. They're shooting over 40%. From downtown on the season, 36% of Iowa's points come from beyond the arc. They're number 8 in assisted field goals made, number 2 in overall offensive efficiency, and they get the intrastate rival Iowa State Cyclones, who are down this year, but all they do is jack threes. 43.7% of their shots are from beyond the arc. So you pulled all together, I think Iowa's probably going to be in the 90s. When it's all said and done, and if Iowa State can, you know, make some of those rainmakers from outside, I think that, you know, it could be like a 90 to 75 finish and get past the 158 total. So there you go. And last one, Lundy, just take whatever the line is on Illinois against Mizzou and that arch rivalry. They haven't beaten the Tigers in a couple of years. These dudes are bitter, and they're damn good if you watch the Duke game. I saw an early line, and Illinois was only laying one. It's being played in Columbia, but what difference does it make? All floors are neutral at this point.
Yeah, exactly. We talk about Cameron Indoor. That's exactly what's happening right now. You know, Coach K can make the decisions he wants to make, and I can see some logic behind what he's trying to do, but you're exactly right. When you look at the fact that that team is just not the same without the crazies, I can see press and pause right now for Coach K until things get a little better.
Definitely. They got to recalibrate based on their early season efforts, because this Duke team doesn't even look like one worthy of a national ranking. And look, if you want to get in on that Friday college basketball or tomorrow's massive slate or anything else, maybe tied to week 14 of the NFL season, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to kick off the season of giving, DraftKings has new promotions and odds boosts every day this week. And as I mentioned, we have a buffet of sports goodness on tap. And they're also giving all new users a chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when using that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. So here's all you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. And again, use that promo code FTN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code FTN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Friday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
Props, props, some more player props. We love them, Lundy. I had a really good night on Thursday Night Football. And we did pretty good job on the podcasters today. I went 5-2 overall. I know our big three we hit uno, dos, tres last night. I missed on a couple of them. Like, James White, what the hell? You know, the game script was set up perfectly for him, and he's not catching jack squat. He only had a couple of receptions for 7 yards. That was baffling to me. But anyway, we're back in the saddle, and what proper way to do so than with mandatory Montgomery, you jackals! And I'm taking the over on 64.5 rush yards, and add a little extra spice, plus 100 on an anytime touchdown. Yes, please. Do you realize what the matchup is, sportsbooks? This is Houston. You know, he ripped apart the worst, the friendliest run defense in the league last week in the Detroit Lions. Now he is gifted the second friendliest run defense in the NFL this week in the Houston Texans, who have allowed 5.21 yards per carry, 139.8 rush yards per game. Just to running backs this season. 10 guys have gone over this number. Montgomery's gone over this in 3 of his last 4. On the year, 3.06 yak per attempt. Check. Forced a missed tackle 26.3% of the time. Check. It's all coming together quite nicely for mandatory. And I think he's going to, you know, slog his way. He's not a fast guy. Slither, maybe. Bowl. Another proper adjective to at least 70 yards and that touchdown. And hell, I'll even throw in another bonus time. I like the over on 24.5 receiving yards. Just bet on everything over with Dave Montgomery this week. Fade or follow.
You are all in on your mandatory boy here in this particular game. And yeah, I get it. It's in part because of who the opponent is with Houston and the fact Houston's, you know, they're going to continue to chuck the ball around. I mean, they just are. They're not going to give up. They're going to continue to play. Deshaun Watson is going to continue to get the stats. Look at, you know, Kiki Coody coming out. You've got Brandon Cooks. If he can make his way through the getting his bell rung for about the 875th time of his NFL career. But yeah, I think this winds up in a well over. I'm going to follow you on this one. And I like the idea of the receiving yards. Good little teaser there of a bonus pick.
Is it mandatory to bet on Dave Montgomery? You're damn right it is.
Number 4.
All right. Will Zeke be a freak this week for the Dallas Cowboys, who are fading fast? Really, they've been fading the entire year, but the rest of the division is actually getting a little bit better, and I'm talking about the Fighting Footballs and the Giants, but that has nothing to do with this particular prop tied to the tarnished star rusher, Zeke Elliott, 70.5 rush yards. I think he's going to beam brightly this week, Lundy. I'm going to take the over here. Why? It's the Bungles. Cincinnati's given up 5 yards per carry, 118.8 rush yards per game. 10 guys at the running back position have gone over this back-to-back weeks. Miles Gaskin did it. Wayne Gallman did it. Zeke is starting to get his mojo back. He has gone over this proposed threshold in 2 of his last 3. Though the secondary analytics rather unsightly, his 2.57 yak per attempt on the season outside the top 40 for Elliott. Very uncharacteristic for him, but this is a game for him to get right. I think if he gets, you know, 15 to 20 attempts on the ground, which is customary for him, could be a century mark effort and smashing the over again on the 70.5 rush yards. Fade or follow.
I like this number. I'm taking the over on this one as well. Even with Tony Pollard working his way in and taking some of those carries, I do think Zeke can be good for somewhere between 16 and 19 carries by the time it's done. And as you said, Cincinnati very forgiving in yards per carry totals. So you may see some of those carries go to Pollard, but the truth is because Cincinnati is so generous, Zeke doesn't need 25, 26, 27 carries to get well over this number. He really just needs to be in those upper teens, and I think he'll do it again in this game. I don't even want to talk about his secondary analytics because they're ugly, especially if you're somebody that spent a very high draft pick in your fantasy league on him, which thankfully I did not, but I know a lot of people who have been lamenting that pick all season long. But this time, I think he gets up over that mark, and maybe, just maybe, for you fantasy owners that have him, he sneaks in some points for you here late in the season. I'll follow.
Cowboy up on the over, Zeke rush yards.
Number 3.
All right, it's time for MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. Sign up. Use the promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's player props, folks. It's more or less over or under yards, fantasy points, receptions, touchdowns. I got it all. And you just parlay them together in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit, the more cash you stuff into your pockets or your stocking this holiday season. Go there now! MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And again, use that promo code FTN. This is an absurd line. It's really high, but I still think he can achieve the over. It's the football Frankenstein. Ugh, see hole, smash hole. Derrick Henry 104.5 rush yards. I'm going to take the over. Sure, it's Jacksonville. And right now, these next 3 weeks, Lundy, I don't know if you realize this, it's the Derrick Henry Invitational. You know, it's that non-conference college basketball tournament that a Power 5 team will play against the patsies of the college basketball universe and just beat the living breaks off of them. And that's what Derrick Henry is about to do, because he's got Jacksonville this week, Detroit after that, and Green Bay. Three terrible run defenses. So congratulations on your future fantasy title if you have Derrick Henry in your lineup. And I think the good times are going to start rolling this week. And again, hitting the over at 104.5, he should be able to do it. Now, in 9 games in his career against the Jaguars, he's averaged just 88.7 rush yards per game. He only went for 84 in the first matchup earlier this season, but he's averaging 5.1 yards per carry over that 9-game stretch. He's actually found the end zone 9 times in 9 games as well. The Jags, rather unimpressive in the trenches this season, giving up 4.35 yards per carry, 109.2 rush yards per game. Henry, of course, a guy that just wears you down. Got to get usual, you know, probably 25, 27 attempts in this one. And with his 3.66 yak per attempt, I think he will bulldoze his way to at least 110 yards and a touchdown in this affair. Again, I know it's a Heidi number at 104.5, but I'm digging the over. Fade or follow?
Oh, I'm following all day on this. But, Brad, it's because I have Derrick Henry in my fantasy league, and I desperately want to find a way to win the matchup, because I backdoored my way into the playoffs. And so this is me throwing out the wishful thinking. This is me with the mojo. This is me with the voodoo doll. This is whatever I can do to find a way for Derrick Henry to run for, I don't know, maybe 275
yes.
yards.
Yes.
Whatever I can do, Brad, I must win this fantasy playoff game. I'm not going to win. I'm going to get my butt absolutely handed to me, y'all. I wish I could show you through these podcast speakers the lineup that I'm up against, because there is no way I'm going to win. But hey, I'll take the over on Derrick Henry, because I do think he is going to see hole, smash hole all day long.
Yeah, sip on that witch's brew, bro. You're going to need it.
Number two.
All right, let's go to Dalvin Cook here and back at DraftKings Sportsbook. And the line at 76.5 rush yards. And I'm taking the under. This is way too high. Look, I know Dalvin Cook is one of the premier power backs in the NFL, evidenced by his 3.47 yak per attempt, which ranks top 7 among eligible running backs this year. But you look, it's Tampa Bay. And the Buccaneers, they are an armada. They are a formidable front in the trenches, giving up just 3.04 yards per carry, 53.5 rush yards per game. The highest rush yards output they have given up to one player this season was Christian McCaffrey at 59. And again, this line here is 76.5. Aaron Jones couldn't get over this number. Alvin Kamara didn't even get remotely close to this number. So I think Dalvin Cook is going to be the next victim in the line here of what these swashbucklers have skewered this season. So, you know, he's going to get 17 carries, but I think it's going to be maybe in the 60s at best for Dalvin, who will not be cooking here this week in Tampa. Fade or follow my under, Dalvin Cook, 76.5 rush yards.
Yeah, I think this is a really well-set number, Brad. I'm going to follow you and take the under, but I think this may be close. I think you're right. I think there could be the carries that are there, but the yards don't actually follow along with it. I think that's a really good expectation in terms of what Cook will be doing. He's been so solid so many times throughout the season, but I think this is a matchup that's going to be a little bit tougher for him. So we're going to tuck just underneath, just barely under 76.5.
Yeah, Dalvin. Gotta get stonewalled.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, my favorite player prop of the entire weekend slate of the NFL, because it just doesn't make any damn sense. Jonathan Taylor, and I know he's been a popular theme on this pod here the last couple of weeks, 16.5 receiving yards. Say what? Are they using a Tandy, or are they using that Commodore 64, an Apple IIe's, a floppy disk drive broken? Like, this is a line that the computers have got it all wrong. And the odds makers and the human element coming in, they haven't tweaked it. I mean, this is way too low, an easy barrier for him to cross. In fact, he has crossed this with ease here the last 3 games. He's caught at least 24 yards through the air. And a player gets appreciable yak as well. The last two contests, 3.37 yak per attempt. That's the Jonathan Taylor we saw at the University of Wisconsin that is starting to finally materialize right before our eyes here for the Indianapolis Colts. You look at the matchup. It's Vegas. And what have they been very generous in? Giving up short field receptions to the running back position. 5.5 per game, as a matter of fact, and 43.4 receiving yards per game. 11 RBs have gone over this total. And Taylor, who runs 11.6 routes per game, averages 2.6 receptions per game. He's going to cruise past this for the fourth consecutive week. Again, I don't understand this, Lundy. Completely mispriced. Take advantage and break out the sledgehammer on the over 16.5 receiving yards for Jonathan Taylor. Do you agree? Fade or follow?
Oh, man. You know, here I am again on a Friday going 5 for 5. I will follow you on this one as well. Look, you and I get a chance to talk about these player props a lot because we look at them from a fantasy perspective on the Fantasy Football Hour. And I agree with you. This is one that is just not priced right to me. The number is not set where I would expect it to be. He continues to be a part of catching the ball out of the backfield. You know, I think a lot of folks in this particular matchup on the weekend are talking about Vegas because everybody's trying to figure out what's going on with Josh Jacobs. Don't sleep on what's going on the other side of the ball on the other sideline, because this Colts team, you know, Phillip Rivers has managed to, you know, maybe not be drinking too much from the fountain of youth, but maybe just enough of a sip, just a little taste off of that fountain that's keeping this team playing really well. And he's doing well in part because their defense is strong. So I think the fact that Rivers is comfortable, he's got some great weapons. Taylor is one of them. I think this is yet again another spot where it is mispriced. Jump on this while you can. Take the over.
Absolutely smash it, baby. I think Jonathan Taylor, again, is going to get to at least the 20 to 25-yard range this week through the air. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. You can follow me, at NoiseJevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.